so we're leaving a little bit later than anticipated.
Yeah,
but that's fine.
Okay, quick sync.
Do we introduce ourselves?
Nah.
No?
They know what's up.
Okay.
You're gonna get rid of all the locations, right?
Yes. I'm gonna cut out the juicy stuff and leave that in. I like the idea of just having an unnamed fourth person.
No, unnamed fourth person is here.
Unnamed. Yeah.
Say hi, unnamed fourth person.
Hello.
Oh, so we already started now.
Oh, yeah.
We've been recording, yeah. You want this?
I mean, that's why you
don't need it.
No, you just throw it wherever. Wherever it goes.
They know Ethan's
team, right?
Ethan is...
No, yeah, Mysterious know. Ethan Man. I wonder what his name is.
All of our viewers and fans know who we are.
Okay. Yeah. Viewers and fans, he says.
I'm the only person not being named.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can use your guys' names.
I mean, you can name yourself if you'd like. Okay.
Now is as good a time as any. Steven, we got a surprise for you, buddy.
Oh, what's the surprise, Devin?
Guess what you're going to do all the way on the way to camp. We brought you a laptop with Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann right on it.
And you're going to watch it.
And you're
going to
watch the whole goddamn thing because you didn't finish it like you said you would.
Are you fucking kidding
me? We even got you the movie. It's the movie version.
What?
So that's a summary of it's the second half of the show. It's better animation. It's got more nudity. You got the whole 3 hours to watch it.
Any nudity?
There's nudity in this.
Yep. I like how snug the aux deck is.
It's tiny.
That's what you're up to.
So, yep. Have fun.
Get ready to hear a lot of no Steven.
It's nice talking to you, Steven.
Yep.
No Steven. Hey guys, come here. No Steven. All right, what episode is this?
That's the second half of the show.
Is this what you want me to watch?
Yes.
Is this the movie?
Yep.
That pretty much summarizes the second half?
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently it's better. Like, the creators of the show like it more. People like it more.
Okay, I'll just skip ahead to, like...
How
long is it?
How long has it been since you last watched Gurren Lagann? You might need the recap.
I mean, typically I'm pretty good at going back in.
It's
a movie, it's going to be different content.
It's going to be slightly different, yeah, but who knows?
Audio.
Wow. Fight the power.
Ethan, you mind if I jack into your...
Do it.
USB.
We got so many holes. Fill them.
Mm. Stop that noise.
What noise?
All right. Nice little sprinkle going here.
Yep. Cool. All set.
Is it cool?
Yeah.
I'm still salty that we can't go to pizza place again.
That's their fucking fault for closing at 9:30. That's ridiculous. We wouldn't have made it anyways. If we had left at 6, that's still too late.
We would have made it. If we had left at 6, we would have been there. It's
2 hours away?
It's like 2:25. And I'm going 75 this entire way. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I guess like we could have showed up at like 9.
Well, if we place the order, it's like because they'll have the pizza made at that point. So it doesn't matter if we show up at like 8:20 or 9:25 because they'll have the pie made.
Are we gonna eat in the car?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that would totally work.
How much was this laptop?
That's $750.
Jesus.
I needed something really, really small and really, really quiet for the podcast. I didn't want any fans.
I love the screen.
The screen's fantastic.
And no glare.
No, yeah, really small bezel. It's great. 1080p.
It's going to be great for watching all of Gurren Lagann, huh?
Yeah, which we should be doing right now.
Well, we could try finding comparable pizza places along the way, or just any sort of food.
Yeah. I mean, there's pizza everywhere. Let's go to Pizza Hut. That's a whole hut of pizza.
No, but it's like... It's technically pizza.
You wouldn't feel right going.
I mean, at this point, I'll eat food, whatever it is.
Well, you'll eat some food.
Yeah. Some very specific foods.
Yeah, you're right. It's just like last year. I can't tell if the audio is showing up on this thing, but it is. It's gotta be. It's bonus anyways. Yeah. Fucking deal.
It's free.
Yep.
It's free stuff.
It's free podcast estate.
You know, I hope that someday, once we've really found our audience and making billions of dollars, we can have a podcast estate.
just a shack we go to in the woods that...
Well, we already got that.
For podcast. I guess we do kind of have that. Thing. We do kind of have that, yeah.
Is this telling me that I have to get over? Oh, okay. It's just going to... All right.
It's telling you to get down on it.
Get down. It's telling me...
Get down on it.
Internet references from the early 2000s, late 90s.
Oh, get down. Get you live the father, the heart. It's in the
world. That was my favorite interview for the longest time. I always thought
favorite
that was
interview?
Funny. Internet video?
Internet video. Oh, it's still one of my favorites. It's still so funny.
It will never not be funny.
15 to 20
years. The part where James Bond goes to kiss that girl funny. And then
yeah,
they both...
It's
the part where the helicopter explodes into a mess of...
Comedy genius. It's so good.
I don't even know what the song is from.
Those and the G.I. Joe...
G.I. Joe.
The Real American PSAs. Hero spoofs yeah. are some... Like, the only two things that are still funny 20 years later.
Yeah, G.I. Joe's perfection.
Oh, my
Perfect.
God.
It's
unbelievable.
Even, like, the lesser videos are still really memorable and amazing.
But,
what is that kid saying where, oh, God.
I don't know. I don't remember which one. They all talk all weird. Like,
yeah. Hey, kid! I'm a computer! Legend.
Don't give him the stick!
Declan, I feel that the subtitles are the pain of it.
Oh, maybe my computer's fucking up. I don't know.
It'll be fine.
You can set a delay if you want. Or an anti-delay.
That's fine.
Okay. Maybe if it's noticeable, it's probably...
Anti-delay? What was the... What was the Revolutionary War like?
Jesus. I haven't experienced it yet. I'm anti-delay.
I tried to stop it.
Anti-delay was with the Brits? What the fuck?
She wanted a peaceful solution, peace resolution.
Oh, I see.
But then once the Boston Massacre happened, she knew what needed to be done. Hold on. This joke's really dumb. So
oh, no, let's go.
Who do you think's in charge of developing Last Guardian?
Who's that, Ethan?
Anti-delay.
Oh,
it's
delayed.
It gets delayed a lot. That's the thing about that game.
Hey, Ethan, who do you think is in charge of developing Mighty Number 9?
A hack. Hack fraud. Hack.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say incompetent individuals.
Yeah. damn! Whoa! We haven't talked about Mighty Number 9 yet.
Why would we? We're not an...
No, but like...
We're not a video game podcast.
But no, but like, you and I personally haven't discussed since it came out.
Oh, well, I mean, it's exactly what everyone expected.
But how?
What?
That must be... Can you imagine being the last person who still had hope for that game? And like... Oof. And just being...
I mean, if you're delusional enough to have hope for that game...
There's no way.
At this point...
It's impossible.
At the point before it came... Like, a little bit before it came out, like, you probably enjoy it. Probably
it is
crazy
so ugly. It is so ugly.
It's, yeah.
And like...
You need a strong art style. You can't just...
It's like Mega Man is iconic. Those box art, those horrible.
But if you made
American
like a, if you made like a polygonal Mega Man game in this day and age, it'd probably look something like that.
Well, no, because they made polygonal Mega Man games on the PSP, and they were great. Mega Man powered up.
Oh, I don't remember those.
Those are really great.
Huh.
But those, I guess, that's a decade ago at this point. So, who knows?
PSP.
Yeah, the PSP. I always felt gross when I used the PSP.
Well, I did too, but only because I was watching porn most of the time.
Well, no, yeah, of course, because I was when I was playing on my PSP,
or like looking at porn really slowly on an internet browser.
It was probably because the last time I used it, I'd been looking at porn on it, and that
right.
was like, I'm like, ooh, oh no.
My button always sucked. Not because of the porn thing, just because of the poor design quality.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right, wait, what's the name of? All right, when we were watching Black Bullet. The
yeah.
show that was referenced in Black Bull.
Tenchu Girls?
Yeah. So I opened up, some kids were asking me some basketball, like, oh, what team did Magic Johnson play on? And I opened my phone and look it up, and there's another, like, guy.
And he played for the Tenchu Girls. It's crazy.
Looking over my back. I open it up and it says, like, Tenchu Girls.
Ha!
I was like, oh, shit. This gotta be weird.
I hope there weren't pictures.
And he reads it. He's like, Tenchu Girls, what's that? It's
ooh,
like,
fuck.
Oh, it's, you know, it's a.
Nothing
really
does.
Weird after that.
I'll tell you when you're 16, kid. That's what my dad always used to say whenever I asked him something. I'll tell you when you're 16.
And then he never did.
Well, when I was 16, I already knew all the stuff, which is exactly what he planned.
Oh, he nailed it.
Yeah, no.
Perfect parenting achieves.
Yeah, no, he was just like, I was just like, why 16? And he's like, because by then you'll know more than I do. He's like, yep.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's some sage-like shit.
I think I came up to him when I was like 8 and asked him what a MILF was. And he busted a gut laughing. Right.
Oh, I had
this great list. I wrote a list of things my dad is going to tell me when I'm 16. And it was just a list of naughty words that I had.
Oh, really?
That I didn't know what they meant.
Do you still have that list?
No, I think I lost it.
Damn.
It was like Woody, MILF, fucking, I don't know what else was on there.
Woody is funny.
Yeah, Woody. Like, I already knew, it's just I didn't know the word, you know. I was very experienced with Woody's at that point.
Nuclear proliferation.
Fractional reserve banking. Dad. Dad, they said a word. They said a term on the TV that I don't understand.
The gold standard.
Quantitative easing. Daddy.
Derealization.
Yeah, the subs are going to be crazy.
Here, let me see. I can fix.
Okay.
Pass it to me.
That lady back there really looks like she did not want to be in that car. She's probably kidnapped.
Yeah,
no,
probably.
She was driving.
She's kidnapping herself.
Kidnapping herself and your daughter.
I would totally kidnap myself.
That's called a vacation.
That's an interesting way to be like.
Where are you going?
Just kidnapping myself.
Just kidnap yourself. Don't even turn on the GPS, nothing. Just get.
Oh, it says speakers, but it was just turned down really low. That's in here.
Absolutely baffling.
That's really stupid. Alright.
Do you guys think I could just do 80 on this? Will I get pulled over doing that much? 65.
Who knows?
The flow of traffic is definitely 80, which is really concerning to me.
If you're going 20% over the speed limit, like if you take the speed limit, take 20% of that, add it on top, if you're going that...
These people are ripping, so I guess I'm like not the most offensive one here. This person's nuts, actually.
I can't imagine 80 will get you pulled over.
They don't care as long as you're not going over that number.
Wait, what's that?
Officer, you'll be fine.
Oh, I have it. For some reason, I have it set to 500 milliseconds of delay.
That'll do it.
So I let someone.
But it didn't seem. No.
When I was in the States, that one state that's really southern than the other states.
Yeah.
Last weekend.
Hawaii?
Yeah. You know, the deep south.
Yeah.
Of course.
The dirty south.
Yeah. Mexico.
Yeah, try now.
There's a girl who I let use my camera because she, does photography at a local college.
Okay.
And, she seems to know what she's doing and she knows her phrases and terms and stuff. I let her use my camera. Half the photos are out of focus, badly cropped, or badly framed.
How drunk was she this entire time?
Zero.
Zero drunk.
But did she
Zero
put a drunk. Nice black and white or sepia filter on it?
No.
Oh.
She knew.
The heck, dude.
She knew enough. Yeah.
Golly,
gee.
Shucks. To wazoo, man. Man, these clouds
Everyone's
are absolutely divine today.
I know. These
Good
clouds.
Clouds
are incredible.
I'm pretty sure the camera can see
these
clouds.
That might give away location.
Yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, they know where the clouds are.
If you have.
I know that Nimbus.
I
know.
Beautiful clouds.
Wait, hold on, I got it.
Oh shit, no,
check out that. Look at that cloud. That's a nice cloud over there.
Wow.
I don't want to film that person.
Stop it.
Film that person.
Nope, can't film that person.
Make sure
we hunt for anime.
Oh, it's not. The conditions.
No,
the conditions aren't right now. Oh, get back in the trunk.
What is
Sorry.
That? What is even the accent? Is that your dad?
It's your boy Declan here.
Anime Hunter is not my dad. Anime Fisherman, excuse me.
Whoa. Whoa. You're right up there, buddy.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, no. Oh, no, turn my volume.
There are these towns that are like 4 hours south of us.
Yeah.
Across the border. That are Egypt, Rome,
Greece.
Mexico, Greece. Pennsylvania. There's
pretty far.
I mean, that's still like, in the grand scheme of things, that's not that far away.
Right.
Turkestan.
Yeah, Turkmenistan, Kyrgyzstan. There's a Kyrgyzstan where we live, which is pretty crazy.
China, the USSR, that's a weird
one. Soviet Union,
Mars,
Ghana. I love going to Mars.
The Andromeda Galaxy. That's a weird name for a town.
Yeah. Their mascot is the Comets. Ha.
What? I don't get it.
Poopy joke.
I don't even understand.
The Mandela Effect. Weird name. Weird name.
I remember that town being named something different, but I don't know.
Damn! Get him! That's a... And scene!
That's a good... No, that was a really good setup. I hope that's what you were hoping
that
for.
That's good stuff.
What?
You can't say it again.
The Mandela Effect is... no, keep watching the show. What are you doing?
It's a movie.
Keep watching the movie. Tim, the Mandela Effect is the... Are you familiar with it?
No. Subs are much better.
Do you know... do you know, like, Berenstain Bears?
Yeah.
Do you know the controversy around that name?
No.
Okay,
how do you spell Berenstain Bears?
Steven, I'm going to explain this. You can go back to your thing.
Oh, no.
Accept your punishment. So, the Berenstain Bears. Are they the Berenstain Bears? Or are they the Berenstain Bears?
I've only heard them as the Berenstain.
So, they're actually the Berenstain Bears. And a lot of people remember them as the Berenstain Bears. And, like, the people claim that, like, it was actually Berenstain at one point. Or whatever. But the Mandela Effect is when... like groups of people believe that something happened a different way, like whether someone died earlier than they did, or I don't know.
A large percentage of the population remembers something very specific happening in a different way.
Yes, and it's like enough to where it just seems kind of odd that a bunch of people would remember it.
Yes, like a lot of people remember Nelson Mandela dying in prison in 1981 or something.
Hence the name.
Hence the name Mandela Effect. But he didn't.
He died in 2013.
So, yes.
Another one would be like Marilyn Manson. Whoa, Charles Manson.
That's just us. That's just us. We thought Charles Manson was dead for like a year, and he wasn't.
So that's us then.
Yeah.
But there's
mini Mandela effect.
But and Declan made the joke. I remember that town being named something different after I referred to it, which is an absolute banger.
I got it.
Okay, good stuff.
Pretty good.
All right, that's going in. That's content.
Excellent. Perfect.
Actually, just put in the explanation. Don't even...
Yeah.
Damn, look at those clouds. It's fucked up.
I know.
It's fucked up.
Yo, big one onto the right.
Oh, it's... Oh, wait. There's a person next to us. Hold on. Look at that one.
Oh, that one in front of us got so many colors in it.
I know. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Good clouds.
Oh, they got a dirt plane back.
All right, I like the movie so far more.
Nice.
It's actually showing...
Well, it's probably much faster paced.
Well, it's actually showing the transition into the city.
Look at all those dead trees over there. That's ominous.
Yeah. Is that the Zamora or whatever it's called?
It's showing the movie, like, 7 years later.
Oh, so it's not just a quick time skip?
Yeah.
I like the time skip.
Well, I like the quick time skip, too, but it's nice to...
I like these kind
of... See some of this.
I think time skips are cool.
About 12,000 year time skips.
What would that be from?
Gunbuster?
Oh, that's a time skip. Yeah, you're right. I guess I never really thought of it like that. Because in their time, it's not a time skip.
Well, yeah.
But that is.
Mm-hmm.
Gurren Lagann, the movie.
Lagann Hen. I love Hen.
Ken Gundopper, Gurren Lagann.
Every Japanese movie ends with Hen.
What is Hen movie?
Story.
Story, okay.
Or arc or something. It's not story. Story is Monogatari.
I think Gin no Saji has Hen in its movie title, which I would like to watch sometime because I'm a rabid fanboy.
It's just a recap of the series. It's probably the same animation, right?
And, no. The movies of the live action film.
Oh, the live action one.
Right. That's a unique license plate that I've never seen that before. Ooh. What?
Iowa.
Oh, nice. Wow, Iowa's got some fucking crazy...
They're on some weirdo shit, and I
like it. Oh, that's a college.
Oh.
Well, Yeah.
I was going to say purple and blue.
Purple and yellow, that's hardcore.
Very bold, very bold.
I like it. That truck's carrying three other trucks.
I wonder... no, they're mating.
Nice.
I wonder if...
human truck pee.
If production designers for movies are got really psyched when New York plates went back to being blue and in or yellow and blue, because then they didn't have to go source old plates, because they can just get new ones.
Honestly, I prefer the yellow and blue.
I do too. I mean, obviously, the other ones are ugly as hell. They're uglier than sin.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I just really prefer the yellow and blue.
Do you think this makes me look more like a hacker when I've got this baseball hat on?
It's a baseball hat. I don't know.
I played Watch Dogs. That's the standard fare.
Hat?
Yeah, that's a hacker hat for sure. You're a
baseball hat, so you can run the jewels. You're a hacker. Congrats.
Run them jewels?
Do you have a mask that gives your facial expressions only in ASCII emojis?
I can get one.
Please don't.
Okay. That could be... That's... Yeah. LED masks could be really cool. That could be cool shit. In, like, 50 years, when everyone's a robot.
Maybe, like, at parties.
Yeah, of course. Like, at rave. Like, at a rave, that's an acceptable place to have
that. You can see.
I'm sure you have a camera on the outside, and then inside you have a video feed. It'd be a very expensive mask.
A gentleman we went to...
I mean, the Vive can just do that.
Recently posted a video of him wearing sunglasses that have little, like, flashing lights on them. And that's the entire sunglass. But there's no lens. They just, like, they have a light pattern.
I see. What are they in the scene that would be into, like, let's say, pacifiers that glow?
Yeah.
Pacifiers?
That's a rave thing.
I don't know.
They wear fucking flashing diapers, too. What the fuck? Is that some kind of weird... Is that, like... Is there some kind of correlation between those two fetishes? Like,
no,
raving and also baby
being,
play?
Being a baby. Just being a big old baby.
Just being a big baby.
Speaking of raves, at work earlier this week, we found a bunch of reflective vests. And my coworker was like, yeah,
radical.
We can't do anything with those. Get rid of them.
Because they're too rad.
Did you take them?
I did take them.
Yes!
Yes!
Awesome! Now we got reflective vests.
We have a bunch of old, like, emergency medical squad reflective vests. Hmm. And she thought I wanted them to go to raves with. I'm like,
yes.
No.
But
like,
it turns out you do.
But you do, though.
I know a lot of people that, like, bike at night and, like, do things that need these for safety.
Oh,
and she's like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. And she's like, yeah, you can go to raves or whatever with it. I'm like...
This is, not the traffic flow I want right now.
You'd rather...
I'd rather there's nobody
on the
road.
You'd rather be inside the car in front of you.
Yes. Fuck those guys.
Yes, those poor bastards.
They're fucking... All their teams are doing great this year. I don't have any sympathy for anybody in Ohio right now. Yeah, so every Ohio sports team is doing great, and it's just... My life continues to be more shit because of it.
Bad.
Because,
Why?
Because I'm in group chats with people who care about those teams, and it's just bam, 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 bam. They're, like, recapping every
Can
single thing that's happening in
the
game.
Copperheads beat the Tiger Sharks 17-30-0B. Oh my god.
You just sunk my battleship!
But their running line was injured in the fourth half of the
running line
of the quarter last, and he thought they was gonna hit his ACL was
sports they, chat with Declan.
His ACL was accused of rape and murder.
And they pulled a gun in a strip club.
And he pulled a gun in a strip club. And then,
So that ACL...
That
ACL has been banned from five games.
Yep. But then their line quarter, his ACL, has fucking been fighting dogs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, can you believe it?
So they both have to get their ACL removed to play the next season.
Which is going
to
be a big old pain, let me tell you.
If I know anything
about
sports, ACL,
if I know anything about
you
sports,
you need those to play sports.
Is that those copperheads are a bunch of rap scallions.
I thought they were just scallions.
They're only scallions when they play on Thursdays.
That's their uniforms. They got scallion colors.
Uh huh.
This is fucking.
There's no No, you have no chance.
Fuck these guys.
It's not the pilot. It's just... I can't take it.
Please leave.
I don't like them.
Please go.
And the thing is, at this point, I bet they know they're supposed to be in the right lane.
Why should they be in the right lane?
Because they're going slower.
It's true.
The right lane is for slower traffic.
They're going 80.
Exactly.
They were going at the most 72 for a good percentage of the way.
Right.
They've just remedied their...
Was it last year we were stuck behind those bikers?
Yes.
For like an hour?
Yeah. And they were doing like 55.
What a fucking nightmare. No, they were doing like 30.
Yeah.
They were like 30 and a 50. It was unbearable. We couldn't pass them.
Get out on the highway. But it's more like,
I guess we have to get out on the highway.
I guess we got to look for some adventure.
I'm on the easygoing trip to Hades.
Born to be subdued.
Born to be mild, am I right?
Oh!
I didn't make that up.
I know you didn't. It's a bad joke. I wasn't going to let you have that.
Wait, is that from something?
What is? What?
Born to be mild?
It's like the easiest. I'm sure it's been done.
I think it's probably in a Garfield comic somewhere.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's the punchline. Good job, Jim Davis.
Wait, Chuck Norris.
Good job, Chuck Norris. Garfield sucks!
They're at it again. They're at it being slow again. Is there somebody in front of them?
No, there's no. Oh, wait, yes, there is.
Okay. So let's make a rule.
Chuck Norris hates Mondays and also thinks AIDS doesn't exist. Or what is Chuck Norris? Is, I don't know.
I believe he is a very conservative fellow.
Is he? But I feel like there was some, like, is he a 9/11 truther? Oh, he probably is. I don't know.
I think everyone's a 9/11 truther on the inside. They just don't want to admit it. So let's set a rule. If we do see a sign for Pizza Hut on the way, we have to stop.
We have to stop at every Pizza Hut we see.
Yeah, of course.
Every time you see a Pizza Hut, take a drink.
That's
which we had booze in this car.
We do have booze in this car.
But it's in the back.
It's right here.
Yeah.
What?
It's in this backpack.
Oh shit, really?
What is? Booze.
Yeah, oh fuck.
That's my booze bag.
This is all alcohol, Steven.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a little. We'll do a little swiggy swig.
Sure.
Or two.
Yeah.
Three.
Don't do it in front of cops.
Right, yeah, I know. We can see cops. We can see if there's cops.
What?
Oh my god, now is the chance.
Oh my god.
I'm gunning it.
Well, we're going about the same speed as before.
That sounds being facetious. I'm perfectly on that line.
Excellent.
Fuck you!
We're going 3 miles per hour faster than them. Like have three distinct colors to them.
It's like looking into a painting.
Oh, happy little clouds.
Oh, off to the right, there's just white cloud in the background and gray in the front. Mm-hmm. That contrast.
Blam. Blammo.
It's a good set of colors.
Those juxtapositions, though.
Fantastic.
Blue and orange, fucking lame ass color palette. Looking.
Oh man, looking off to the sun. I like over the left side. To the back left.
How do you like your computer monitor?
Yeah. How do you like that movie you're watching? Bitch.
It looks nice.
It probably does.
I watched a few minutes of that movie. It's
flying people.
I forgot that show's good.
Robot class.
Good-ish.
It's good.
Okay. Above average.
Tim.
What?
No, you can't hear anything, but...
Well above average.
Please describe what's going on for the nice movie. Okay, there's... a guy on a screen.
Yep.
They're flying towards the pink thing that's spinning.
Sure, yeah. That sounds like TGDL.
Oh, there's a shield.
Oh, no. Oh, there's a shield. That's the most gorilla gun.
Mundane descriptions of...
Oh, explosions.
He punched that guy really hard. Now he punched him again, harder this time.
Sketch lines.
Now they have both punched each other at the same time.
That guy's running. That robot just exploded. Oh no, his shield. Oh, that's so good.
That's a reference to Hajime no Ippo?
Of course, yeah.
What?
I think Fooly Cooly has more Hajimeno Ippo, or is that Ashita Joe? I can't.
So Hajimeno Ippo is the dual punch where they both hit each other at the same time.
Oh, okay.
That is Hajimeno Ippo.
There's two boxing animes. Anime.
Only one in my heart, man. Fucking fuck Ashita Joe. Okay. I don't know. Never seen it. It's
Yeah,
good.
I've never seen either. It's sports. It's a couple sports
shows.
Wow, look
at that landscape.
Gonna...
That's pretty.
Every time we drive up here or drive down, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, driving down this road can just be fantastic.
Highway to the camping zone.
I didn't know it was on that trailer. It was a nice car.
Look at all the landscapes.
Well,
weed sport.
Oh, wow, that's a town. Hot damn.
I engage in weed sports.
I only weed for sport. Weed rings.
Are there weed rings in your kids' schools?
If so, rad.
Nice.
You have to shoot the ball through the weed ring?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Dangerous weed rings. Kids overdosing.
You have to blow a sick cloud through these weed rings.
I was assuming weed
exactly,
rings
yeah.
as if they were like collectives of people who were engaging in weed.
Oh, like an underground weed ring?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of like the smoke ring.
Which is kind of what it is.
In Sweden, they have the world's largest underground weed ring. You can transport dank at a million miles an hour.
I liked it.
They were going to make one in Texas, but now it's a mushroom farm. Hey, that works because it's more drug things.
Down.
Boom.
Bam. I should, you know when I'm like 67?
Yeah.
You know what I think I'm gonna do?
Why 67 specifically?
Because, that's like, I mean, if that's a retirement age now, right? So
oh.
they bump it up?
I don't know.
Or 65, I don't know. Whatever. Just, you know, when I'm past my, the time of my life that matters,
right.
I think I'll probably just go like, take way too many shrooms in the woods somewhere and have a religious experience.
Or, like, die.
Or that.
I mean, that stuff makes your heart go crazy, doesn't it?
Really? Can you overdose on shrooms?
Well, you can't overdose, but I think, if you have a heart condition, it might...
I guess if I'm 67, then
yeah. Yeah, like, you don't
want to... I'll probably have a heart condition.
You don't want to do anything exciting when you're 67. That's just dangerous.
Oh, why even live that long?
Well, you just, you know...
Oh boy, I sure do enjoy seeing the new Roland Emmerich movie. Oh, my heart! Too much excitement!
Too many plot lines! Ooh!
This all family's in danger!
All these locations! How does he do it still?
So many monuments destroyed! Rolling donuts!
Which one was that in?
That's in 2012.
Okay.
You know,
did they have to outrun a rolling donut in their car?
No, that'd be fucking amazing.
That'd be pretty good.
That'd be way better. No, a donut shop gets exploded. Like there's a pretty famous donut shop somewhere that I don't know the name of, where like there's a guy holding a donut.
Sure,
like
yeah.
a fat kid.
Probably in New York or something.
No, it's in LA.
Oh,
and,
right, okay.
And the donut shop explodes, and then the donut goes rolling, and
of course.
And it's dumb. And it's stupid. It's just it's dumb. It does dumb
yeah,
stuff.
It's dumb.
And I hate it.
Yeah, that movie.
I saw the movie in theaters, so I'm not sure why.
I watched it like on a laptop in my nana's house.
How was that?
What's that?
What movie?
2012.
Did your nana have a heart attack because she decided?
I didn't watch it.
Might have been.
I watched it myself.
I think we saw 2012 together.
Yeah.
I really liked disaster porn back then.
Just destroyed buildings fucking.
Kind of, yeah, like, you know, I really liked The Day After Tomorrow for a while.
Get out of the snowshoe, boys. Snowshoes, boys.
We're walking from here. Yeah, yeah. even when I watched 2012, I was like,
No, thank you. No,
especially, like, the last third when they have to do all the arc stuff, and it's so dumb.
No 2012 for me, thank you very much. No thanks.
Well, you don't have to do it for another, who knows.
At least
2012 years, because even if we were set the calendar like today, we still have to go through.
Once Christ comes back, that's when things are
I
really.
I mean, yeah, we got to reset it at that point. You can't just keep going with the. It's a significant.
That would be a really short period in human history then. Just the 2000? Period where Christ was gone. That'd be like really, because we would. I mean, there would be after return, so it'd be AR, right? Like, yeah. It would be. So
that'd be a big controversy though, because none of the scientists would want to. Like, they don't want to be like, just keep it.
To be fair, I wouldn't want to reset it either, because I'm like, I just got used to.
You have to relearn.
Yeah. But I guess it would
be really confusing to subtract dates, because you have to go like, okay, 3 AR minus 2012 AD. Oh.
Is Christ really that important? Remember when Batman v Superman, real near to Christ, and Tyson showed up and said Neil deGrasse Tyson?
He said the things that he says.
He says the things that he says, like, picture perfect. It was, wow.
Bravo, Nolan. I'm going to keep making Nolan jokes about
funny.
That
it's still funny. It's still funny.
Pretty sure
it's not him.
Wait, Mike Tyson showed up?
Mike Tyson punched fucking Superman in the face.
That was a comic. That was a comic that happened.
Sure, yeah.
I think Superman lost.
Mike Tyson, not Muhammad Ali?
It was Muhammad Ali, actually, I think about it.
Okay, Mike Tyson. Wait, which one's Mike Tyson?
The guy with the tattoo on his face.
Yeah, face tattoo.
Oh, okay, yeah, I have his grill.
Nope, that's George Foreman.
Fuck! Okay. The Mike Tyson grill is a lot scarier.
Mike Tyson's grill is pretty fucked up.
Grill fucking rapes your burger.
Bites your ear off.
And bites its ear off.
It only cooks pig's ears. It's the only thing it does.
Well, no, you put the pig's head inside the Mike Tyson grill and it removes the ears.
Spits it out of your face.
Yeah. It's not a clean cut, though. It's just a piece of bite mark every time.
Chomp.
It doesn't even cook it. You put the meat in it and a tiger comes out.
Pigeon.
But it tattoos the meat for you. It leaves grill marks in the shape of his face tattoos.
It's a really specific item that you can purchase.
It'd be a good gag gift. I'd buy one, yeah. Probably an expensive gag gift.
Oh, here's your bachelor party. Here you go, dude. Whoa, thanks.
Mike Tyson grill. Whoa.
It would be better than an Aussie grill.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you have to get a really specific animal for that.
I don't want
to
eat any bats.
Yeah.
I don't think you're eating much of anything when you got the Mike Tyson grill either, so it's not
anything. It's true.
The Aussie grill, you also have pigeons. Because remember there was a...
They do another one?
A meeting he walked into with a pigeon in his pocket, bit the head off, and just put it on the table.
I did it again, lol.
Well, no, like the bat was an accident.
Yeah, because it was supposed to be a rubber bat.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but the pigeon, no, he strictly just walked into a board meeting, bit the head off the pigeon.
He really had the urge to do it again.
He took it back. He accepted it. He's like, okay, I'm the guy who eats... poultry heads now, I guess.
I'm gonna eat the fucking head off this pig.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and this is my new show. Ozzy Osbourne eats the heads of things. This week, I'm gonna try to eat an entire pig's head.
For the finale, I'm gonna eat my fucking wife's head.
Sharon.
Oh no, Sharon. Sharon! Why did he say Sharon? Is it part of the reality show?
It's gotta be.
That's a thing. It's gotta he just be. Yelled Sharon sometimes.
This week I eat a head of lettuce. It's a subdued episode. He goes vegan. Really,
that's really low rating on IMDb.
Didn't even have any mutilation in this episode.
Yeah, it's really hilarious.
He goes after the kids. Jack and what's his daughter named Kelly?
Wasn't there one that changed genders?
Sharon.
I know he did have a daughter.
Jacqueline now?
Jackie.
Sure, Jackie. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like my name is almost the male equivalent of Jacqueline. Hell yeah!
That guy's just riding a four-wheeler on the side of the road.
Oh my god, two people.
Do you have trouble keeping track of all the Kennedys that have been murdered?
I mean, they all die. I don't know if that many have been murdered.
Or just, you're gonna believe the government's explanation that they were.
Well, they
just
don't have
died.
An explanation. The government's just like, I don't know. Fuck it, dude. JFK and did Rob.
Robert Bobby.
Did he get assassinated, or did he just die?
Bobby was Plane Crash Man.
Plane Crash Man. Okay, and then there's Ski Die Man.
Ski Die Man.
And
yes.
Then there's Brain Tumor Man. That's all I can think of. Wasn't there one at a baseball game who got killed?
Are you talking about the Kennedys?
Yeah.
Ted Kennedy died recently, did he not?
Isn't that the old one who had a brain tumor?
Yeah, brain tumor.
Well, Bobby Kennedy was the one who was
assassinated. That's interesting. Yes.
He was at a baseball game, I want to say.
Kennedy was the one that died of brain cancer.
Yes.
Like, he was an asshole anyway, and, like, he crashed a car and let...
He murdered a woman.
What is on the back of this car?
It's like truck nuts, but it's a whole brush.
It's brush nuts.
Brush nuts. Wait, no, truck brush.
It's like an alternative mud flap sort of thing.
Yeah, but what are you avoiding getting mud on? I guess that's just...
All elephant.
A nicety to the vehicle behind you. Just like, hey, no rocks. I got a brush.
Kind of appreciate that, I guess.
I mean, that's nice.
Appreciate that we passed a vintage Buick Kansas.
Very nice.
Kansas.
Appreciate it.
I like that.
Now we're in the Sahara, if you can see over there on the left.
Uh-huh. Whoa!
I'm in the middle of the lake. Dude. Sorry, I was just admiring the Sahara.
Jeez.
There's a boat in the Sahara.
Oh, no.
There's a bridge there. That's
Mirage. Do you remember when we watched Gods of Egypt?
Ooh, yeah.
I remember more of that movie than I thought I did.
One of our best outros.
Blue Creed.
Yeah.
Can you dare me? That's the only part of that song I know.
Yep. No, I know. Actually, I totally can't think of any other. That's Nickelback.
I know, but it's all the same.
That fucking lyric in that song where he says they say that love can all save us. That doesn't make any sense. Love can all save us?
Can all save us?
They say that love can all save us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save us all didn't rhyme. Save us all didn't rhyme. That's...
But,
He's taking artistic liberties. I'm trying to hold them to your grammatical structures.
It's bullshit.
You know, I really hope they get another terrible soundtrack for the next Spider-Man movie.
More Pharrell? Or someone new?
After the overwhelmingly positive response to Pharrell's soundtrack for Amazing Spider-Man 2, we brought him back on board for Homecoming. Hey, I'm Pharrell.
Wait, who's in Homecoming?
What?
Who's in Homecoming? What characters?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
I think it's probably Vulture.
Is it just a Spider-Man movie?
It's a Spider-Man movie. It's Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay, I was trying to think of more Pharrell lyrics to add to...
Donald Glover... Donald? Childish Gambino.
Donald, but you can... Just remember, he's Dong Lover.
Dong Lover?
Don Glover. He's Dong Lover.
Okay, that's going in my brain.
Oh, cops! Slow down.
They seem to have already nabbed somebody. I'm not gonna get over them. Things gonna go slow. Yeah, they've got somebody good.
Or they just had their lights on. Yeah, they don't have anybody, dude.
Oh, they had somebody. I'm also doing 67, so I think I'm front.
Right. Turned his lights off when he saw us. Okay, we probably have to get over. Some shit going on the left side there.
Okay. Please let me over, people.
What? You have tons of...
You might just have to cut tons of dodge.
No, this person... I don't have enough room to get by this
That's what Quebec's was.
Yeah,
now would be a great time to...
I know, what I'm saying is, like, this is pretty... Avert your eyes, children.
Don't look.
It's probably fine.
What kind of truck is that?
Is it just a truck went off a road?
Myers
is that...
Towing. That's the towing company.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, trailer?
Oh,
okay.
Oh. Another boat. Wow, that is good.
Remind me when we get back that we have to look up videos of trucks falling off of boats falling off of trailers on the highway.
Okay.
That sounds entertaining.
I bet they ski for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want ones that end up in water, bodies of water.
That'd be funny. It's ironic.
Like, oh, my boat! Oh, it's totally cool. Let's jump on.
There was one time I love like boat dismount videos.
No, have you seen when they launch the gigantic ships and they have to slide them off like a ramp into the water?
No.
It's great.
Never seen that.
Oh, yeah, no, they have to... It creates a big old wave, and sometimes it's... Usually it's not a problem.
Sea Shepherd.
But it's a huge...
Launched a new boat.
Who?
What?
The Sea Shepherd organization.
They ooh, look at that!
That's...
New
boats. Yes. What lake even is that?
Do not swim there.
Oh.
Is that algal bloom?
Red tide?
Territory? No, that's something completely different.
There was a period of time where people didn't understand that dumping things in bodies of water was bad.
And I mean,
they just kept on
Is it still there? Like, what do they dump? What is it?
They're trying to clean it up still.
But what is it?
Syringes.
Yeah, is it full of lead? Like what?
Heroin.
Heroin? That'd be awesome. Heroin Lake. Let's go down to Heroin Lake.
Have you guys seen the pictures of that lake that's, I think it's in Montana, that has the clearest water in the world?
Oh, that's great, yeah.
It's so cool.
And it's one that's really deep and also really clear, and you can just see, like...
It's so fucking awesome.
And it's like, you can see, like, you know, 20 feet below you, and then it just fucking... It's like,
yeah,
it's like
the
some
shelf,
kind of, it's like some kind of meteor lake or something, so it's just a fucking shelf, and it's just blackness below you.
Oh, my
God. It's terrifying.
God, yeah.
And it's really, also really cold above the hole, because it's so deep. Yeah. There's probably just bodies that haven't decomposed down there because it's so deep and cold.
Oh, my God, yes.
Boats and shit.
Oh.
Nothing can get down there. Cars.
Sign me up.
You can't. I wasn't offering that. It's impossible to go down there. Let's go. Turn around. Montana, here we come.
We're going to need a longer playlist.
Yeah, it's going to be a long podcast going
down. Going to need to clear some space on the hard drive.
Gosh, we've shaved a full 3 minutes off of our journey.
Yeah.
How'd we do that?
Take that.
We drove faster than the legal limit.
Oh, nice.
We drove drunker than the legal limit.
Yep.
There was one time driving back to the town where I go to college, and I shaved off, like, half an hour.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Just go 150 the whole time.
I can generally cut, like, 20 minutes off of my six-hour journey. If I'm doing, like, it's 6 hours, but if I could do it in 5:45, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Right.
Man, driving a tractor trailer seems like the most frustrating job on the planet.
And just stressful.
It's because, oh, God, no thank you. No thanks.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can imagine it, so. Although, at the same time, I can imagine it would be kind of cool.
I'm pretty good at truck simulator, though.
Yeah. It's a good time. Oh, man, if you get a steering wheel, we need to play some truck simulator. Oh, my God. Damn, just it's a banger of a day here. Perfect conditions.
Mm. Ooh.
This is a tight little...
You're slowing down real good.
They're not goofing around.
What if a tractor trailer took that exit and they didn't know shit was going on up here?
Oh, God,
would
damn.
You even be able to...
It would fit.
Yeah, but man, it'd be a nightmare trying to stay right in the center.
They're good at it.
I mean, yeah.
They're all traffic drunk anyway. Jerking off.
Well, no, it's just that they've taken 30 caffeine pills and haven't slept in 2 days.
Don't drivers spank it while they're on the road?
Don't who?
Like truck drivers, don't they spank it?
I mean, yeah. I assume, what else are you gonna do?
Like they smack their shit.
Of course.
Watch movies.
I mean, yeah. I don't know which gets done more, but yes, they definitely
both at the same time.
Definitely jerk it and/or watch movies.
Watch this podcast.
Yeah, they listen to us while they jerk it and watch movies.
If you're a truck driver, let us know. And tell us about all the anime you watch.
Tell us how much you've jaded to us.
I hope they don't watch subs on the road while driving.
Yeah.
Hey, Yoko came back.
Finally.
Isn't that cool?
Everyone's
oh, wait, that Yoko.
Character.
Yoko in my anime.
I'm Kuko for Yoko.
What in the fuck?
She's still wearing the same outfit.
Yeah, why would she not? It's perfect.
She's older.
But, yeah, a little. She's legal now.
Feel the power.
Kind
yeah, she's
bummer.
14 in the beginning or something. I would not be opposed to watching the Gurren Lagann movies sometime.
Apparently they're quite good. Just the series, but shorter, more condensed.
Oh,
I mean, that's probably,
so that fixes the problems that
I mean,
would
that's
have
probably,
for the series.
Yeah, that's probably that's the issue you have with
I'll
that
probably,
show, it seems
I'd
like.
Probably love it then.
Yeah.
The gang's all here.
That was my favorite line.
Yep.
We got the gang back, the band back together. It's
basically
Tengen Toppa and the Grins.
Except for Roshi, fuck that guy.
Fuck. Now let's go kill the last member of the band.
Yeah. Go punch him in the face.
Whoa.
Was there a shield?
Probably. Roshi didn't have no shield, though.
Good shit. Boy, am I glad he didn't.
I hope that punch is still in the movie.
It has to be.
It's
the best thing that happens
in
the entire show.
What do you need in the second half? Like, if you need to keep, that punch, and
then the
that's
last one,
pretty much
the last one.
Well, obviously, yeah.
And then... And then that's then. And then,
good.
And then you cut the kids out. You cut the. Basically all of it. You cut them.
You cut that character that didn't need to be there.
Yep. You keep the furry part.
What?
The part.
You,
the part.
You watch
where,
the same set
the,
show.
The part where the little. Mascot character turns into a girl.
What?
This is a thing that happens in the end of the show. Do you not remember this?
What the fuck are you talking about? We're talking about Gurren Lagann.
Yes, in the end of the show.
The hamster?
Yeah, that hamster turns into a person. Through fighting spirit.
Guys, these are open back headphones.
Okay.
I can still hear what you guys are saying.
Oh, sorry.
He'll confirm in a bit.
Not when it's this loud, though. Holy shit.
That's a great soundtrack.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's really good. Oh yeah. Anime openings. There's some good ones.
Some good ones.
Some real good ones. I haven't fallen in love with one in a while. I think the last one that I truly just relished every single time it came out was Psycho Pass Season 2. I love that one.
The second half.
The second half of the first season, yes.
Yeah. What about Ping Pong?
Ping Pong's is amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one. Who did that one? Is that a...
What do you mean, who did it? Oh, the band?
Yeah.
I forget.
That's an amazing one also. Oh, holy shit, that's so good. That got me so hyped.
Yeah.
What a show.
1-800 got junk. How do you type the question mark in your on your phone?
You know, I bet that question gets asked more than you would expect.
Yeah.
I have my fetishistic love of the Gin No Saji opening.
Oh, it's just because you like the show.
But I think it's also a pretty good opening.
I always like the endings more.
Yeah. That's the ED, of course, yeah. And, like, the watercolor, like, images of the second. Oh,
yeah. That's very pleasant.
Amazing.
All EDs should be in pastel watercolors. White, pinks, and yellows, and whites. Oh.
I'm tearing up. Fuck. Damn, what a show. Yeah, that's a goodie.
That is the tallest Cracker Barrel sign I've ever seen
They're
in my
really
entire
proud.
Fucking life.
They're really proud
that
of it.
That shit must be 150 feet tall.
Did I ever tell you at the time of my youth that I went on a road trip with a family friend to go to a Bass Pro Shop?
Okay.
This was, it was a destination, day trip to go to a Bass Pro Shop.
How long did it take to get there?
Probably, an hour and a half. But,
okay.
But aren't those fuckers, everywhere?
Not really.
It just seemed
it's
odd.
It's totally possible that you don't have one and, have to go an hour and a half. People, there are some people that Bass Pro Shops are very important to them. It's like going there is Christmas to them.
But we also didn't buy much when we were there.
If you're an outdoorsman,
we got a couple things and then we went back.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I had a good time. I think it's weird in retrospect to go that far out of the way when we're not that intense of fishermen.
I mean, when I visited my uncle in Virginia, we went to Bass Pro and he was like. Yeah, he was pumped.
It was definitely a neat place.
Sure, I mean, it's got what you want.
It's huge.
They're very large. They have fish tanks in there. And catfish in the walls and shit. Yeah,
oh, yeah, it's totally wild.
So, yeah, it's,
okay, never mind. You know, a good trip. That's an A+. Definitely
it's,
memorable.
Yeah, it's a sports shop and an aquarium.
Yep, that's all you can ask for.
Yep.
You look at those fish and, I'm fucking coming for your relatives, you fucks.
Absolutely.
Can't stop what's coming.
I want to go to the Mirage in Las Vegas. At least I think it's the Mirage. It literally has a canal going through it.
Oh.
really hope this record is actually getting Tim.
Probably not.
That's insane.
Seems like red, like kind of big boat, like a
boat. I do love the excess of Las Vegas.
Let's go to the Bunny House.
What's the Bunny House?
It's like the one legal brothel in the United States.
Yeah. Why is that legal?
Because they, I don't know,
they got grandfathered in.
It's either some kind of exception or they jumped through and like the amount of hoops that no other establishment could to create a brothel.
I appreciate that dedication.
I guess.
It's actually a really interesting place. I studied it this past semester.
Oh, you did?
We had like a whole 2-week long thing about just studying pornography and prostitution.
Alright. I cut class.
They cut a hole through the fabric of space and time.
Just once?
It's pretty fucking
they do that every episode? Uh-oh, wait a second. Oh, that's... Okay, now we're good.
Okay, all right, Paul.
I said exit. I was like,
we're going to a single lane now. Look at that sunset. God damn! Mm. Ooh!
Ooh! Ooh! Baby.
Not quite setting yet, but...
I am...
Don't look... Last time you looked left, you
Yeah, this is not a place where I can do that,
right,
so...
Yeah, careful.
Oh my god, fuck.
There's a lake over there.
I've gotten 100% back into Wu-Tang fanboy mode.
Great.
And I'm just going back through and rediscovering.
If a miracle
that's my
could save us from the tragedy that we've been.
This song, that song was made by a band whose first song ever was called Bring the Ruckus, and it's just them yelling, "Bring the motherfucking ruckus!" And it's and the
mirror. Yeah, no, they're rich and old, and they're not angry anymore.
It's
there's
rich,
no reason to be.
Believe
angry.
Me, you, Ghostface is still angry.
Okay, well, he didn't write the songs.
Apparently, he's actually fronting, like he's in charge of the next album because everyone in the Wu-Tang is like, "What the fuck, RZA? What the? You go and make one movie, and then you do two, four movies, and you do this now? Cheesy ass motherfucker." Damn. Oh, man. Fuck you, RZA.
Aw, he just wants to rap.
The RZA. No, he doesn't. He wants to...
Oh, yeah. He wants to make kung fu movies.
Which, I mean, I can't blame him. I also would love...
Oh, you get the sprite opening audio. Gotta do it in one fell swoop. Oh, nope. Oh, well. Still good.
Would you drink the dirty if it was offered to you?
The dirty?
The dirty sprite. The dirty.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah?
I enjoyed... feeling very relaxed.
How funny is this going to be if it really isn't capturing me that well? It's just you guys like talking to this fourth party person that doesn't exist.
It won't be funny because all your parts will have to be cut because we can't hear you. It'll be a bummer.
I don't know, like any reference to me being here.
I think we got Steven last time.
Wait, you could hear him kinda alright.
Yeah. Which is like, man, so it'll work. It's free content. How are we doing on recording? Are we still going? Just to check.
It looks like it's still going, yeah.
Okay.
1 hour, 12 to 13 minutes.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Good.
Camera, okay. I believe, also going, even though my phone is warm. It's getting real warm.
Pizza Hut watch, no.
Zero Pizza Huts.
Zero Pizza Huts. Which is good for us.
Cause on to that Cracker Barrel.
Like, what is Cracker Barrel serve?
I went to Cracker Barrel a couple times, and like, yeah, it's just like, yeah, like you get breakfast. Like, you can get like a turkey meat. Meal, or like, it's not like
it's simple food.
I don't even know. Can you get burgers there?
Yeah, you can.
That okay. Guy,
this hacking scene. Is
yeah,
great.
I'm sure they do it in a really technical and
it's
not
it's
silly way.
Correct.
John Polygons.
Okay.
The Lord Genome guy.
Already hacks in.
I've heard really good things about Red Robin, but I've never been to one.
Never been to a Red Robin?
No, I heard they're good.
Oh, a dude.
Ruby Tuesdays is banging. I've been to Ruby Tuesday once and that was fucking awesome.
I have not been to a Ruby Tuesday in years.
That's good shit. It's good. The fries are amazing. That's the thing I took away from.
Is there still a Ruby Tuesday in that town next to ours?
Probably not.
Damn it.
I feel like you would hear more about it.
I don't know.
You got a flashlight too.
It was across from
there's
that
one in the back as well.
I brought one. When it's after midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was.
God, fuck where we live. We're
careful.
Hi, I'm good. Fuck where we live to where like a store, a grocery store being open after midnight is like an anomaly.
It's a 24-hour.
Like,
I mean, you only have to drive 15 minutes from where we live to get to a grocery store.
But I want to drive 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
we could have had it. Could have had it all.
There's always gas stations or...
Not pizza, though.
No, of course.
Actually,
not.
Thankfully for me, but...
Are there any gas stations around us that like have like dogs on a on rollers or?
There's the 7-Eleven.
Where is that?
That's the one where we got the crazy.
Oh, that's yeah. It's,
yeah,
it's like you know 10 minutes away or so.
It's
yeah.
Over where we got the liquor. There's a across the street is the.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking yeah. of which, give me that backpack.
You really gonna?
Yes.
Indulge?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Or are you gonna?
Make me feel guilty about it.
He's going.
Right, what do we care?
That's Jameson.
Okay. Oh.
Man, take a swig.
Don't get us arrested. I'll be really salty.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll also be very...
Almost my parents won't actually kill me.
I might run.
Wait, where? We're in the middle of the woods, son.
Yeah, that's the best place to run. What do you think I'm going to do?
Okay, we'll both do sips to Jameson, Steven.
All right. Here's a hint for sipping Jameson.
Yeah, what's that?
Hold it in your mouth for a bit.
That so sounds terrible.
That's the opposite of what you want to do.
Yeah, no, I did that the other night, and it's... Nope, if it
do you have your Sprite open?
If it's in my...
Do you want to put your Sprite in this cup holder?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Go down smoother.
Nope, because if it's in my mouth, that's going to touch the back of my throat, and that sucks.
And then you have to taste it.
No, don't hold it. Don't have it touch the back of your throat.
Oh, yeah, just don't... Okay, that's why I'm going to swallow it immediately.
This guy.
Go for it.
Oh, no!
Pass it back.
Oh, no! Yeah, hide that.
That's the point, is that you're not supposed to see them. Oh, car reeks of Jameson now. Reeks of
yeah.
bad mistakes.
Yeah, that's... You can smell that.
You can have some of that, Tim, if you want.
I'm good.
All right.
I don't need to...
Color be surprised. Tim's making a rational decision. But when...
What?
To not drink.
We're officially on a...
What?
I'm not driving.
It's okay if you drink.
I really feel like you guys should be drinking in the back of the pickup truck
seat.
Right now.
Can't drink in
This is the closest we could...
You want some?
Oh, dude, pass it up, bro.
Yeah, just finish it. No. Are you done with that bottle?
Yeah.
Don't look at my liquor, other car. They're gonna...
Don't you fucking look at me!
I hope you hid your license plates, right?
Dude, I always got a
man. Simon.
Simon.
It's funny that his name is Simone, but it's spelled like Simon.
Simone is spelled like Simon.
Yeah. Oh, wait, is it?
Again.
Well, no, Simone is...
Isn't there an E at the end?
Like, yeah, like Nina Simone.
I had a professor named Mark Simone, and it was spelled Simon.
Fair enough.
Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
It's not Nina, Nina.
Nina, whatever. Nina Simone.
Oh, I do like the design of the new Mustang. I think it's...
That is a nice Mustang.
That's cool.
I bet
that guy feels cool.
Closer to the look of a Dodge, which I like.
I feel like that Jameson hit me immediately.
Yeah, I mean, when was the last time you ate
Dodge?
I ate it like 4:30.
Fuck, I
spent them 54 hours.
Hey, I don't really care for the Mustang, but I like Dodge. Oh, wait a minute, there's a Dodge on the side of the fucking road. Giving tone.
You flew too close to the sun.
Are there Canadian car brands?
No.
Australia has cars.
Yeah.
What does?
Australia.
I wonder if any of our companies are technically based in Canada for some kind of tax reason or something. Like Burger King is a Canadian company now.
What?
Yeah. I believe they moved their headquarters.
So you're telling me America's no longer the home of the Whopper?
I mean, there's probably a lot here. There's probably more here than anywhere else.
A Canadian company bought the Hummer.
Yes.
From, what are they, what was that, Jeep before or something? Who made Hummers?
Motors.
Oh, is it? Okay.
General Motors, took a bunch of stuff.
Sold that shit.
Pontiac.
Recession happened, and they're like, "Oh wait, we can't handle literally like low teens number of different automakers."
Yes.
Canada was like, "We want the Hummer."
I was really disappointed to see Pontiac go.
Yeah.
I liked the Pontiac vibe. I always thought that was like a decent looking car that was practical, not like the older ones, but the newer ones. And I liked they had a sports car that was real cheap, but it looked real nice. I'm sorry to see Pontiac go. Solstice.
Yeah, the Solstice.
Yes. Sorry, Dr. Cook.
There is a...
No, you didn't. Oh. I'll say it.
The Pontiac Solstice was also made by Saturn. I think it's called the Sunfire.
Yes.
And there's one for Sam and Victor.
I like the Pontiac one better because I like the Pontiac logo's placement on the car better.
I mean, the Saturn placement is in the same place.
It's just the way the logo looks. Yeah. It looks more streamlined. It's a fast logo. I like it.
Because
it looks
Saturn's
like an arrow.
Logo is like a rectangle with the thing in the middle. It's not even the planet Saturn. It's just the thing. You can't think what Saturn's fucking
looking. Oh, jeez.
I know, I like your reactions.
Color commentary.
Yeah.
I mean, what if commentary tracks were like that? Or it's just like,
oh man,
geez.
See that?
It means fighting inside.
Oh no.
United 93. Oh jeez.
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Oh, this is terrible.
Fuck.
Oh, damn.
Or, Titanic. Oh no. Gosh.
I feel like he could fit on that door. I really feel like he could. I feel like I really feel like there's enough room.
Who let me get away with this? Who let me get away with this?
James Cameron.
What the fuck? Nobody. I was very busy making sure the ship looked good. What the fuck?
Who did this?
Who the fuck?
I wasn't in charge of this scene.
I didn't sign off on this. What? And you just hear him put his headphones on. Hey.
And then
who did this?
And then the Avatar commentary is just him. He's just
jerking off.
No, it's just coins rattling. All you can hear is coins. Gold coins. He's ah.
We should do a web video. That's just various scenes from movies that James Cameron has made, and it's his commentary tracks about his own movies. It's very candid, and it's literally just what we just did.
We should make commentary tracks for anime. No one does that, I bet.
Totally original idea.
I actually don't know if anyone does that.
What
does James Cameron sound like?
He sounds like George Lucas, I think. Maybe. That's how I imagine his voice. I don't know, actually.
You know, the alien tits are the key to all this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This movie has more alien tits than we've ever had before. And it's a bigger tit than we've ever had before. Yeah.
Remember when James Cameron talked at E3 and he talked for like 20 minutes?
No. I made Terminator 2, drops the mic.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Give me all your money.
I made Aliens.
Did make Aliens.
I made Piranha 3D.
Just recalled to the anti-spiral world?
Yes.
I think that's a real, like, a person getting recalled. I feel like I should have been recalled after I was born. Like,
don't we all?
We've had a Steven in a while, back in...
Whoa, malfunction, and we gotta get that one back in the line.
Yeah.
Fix him up.
Like, please send him back.
Still no Pizza Huts.
Not much of anything, really. Just because we're on highway, I guess.
Oh, speaking of, funny...
Yep. There it is. There's Mexico.
There's... Fuck, we went the wrong way!
Oh. Road trip 3.
Row, fight the power.
Row.
Fight the power.
Why would you enter a room on furniture that looks like that shit's...
Post-water,
that's okay.
Man. Sure.
That stuff's fine. Wood.
Wood, what you're not a fan of?
Bright purple. Bright past, like...
Bright purple I'm down with. I'm always down with bright purple. Put my hat on backwards now.
Awesome.
Oh, damn.
Styling
out. Dude, you look so cool.
Fucking dude, I know.
Now sing a Limp Bizkit song.
Limp Bizkit's right here!
There you go. Perfect.
If you don't care, then we don't care.
Fred Durst is a Ray fag.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Or is it with... In what capacity is he?
He owns a figure of her. Unless that's a really convincing Photoshop of him on a stream holding up a Ray figure.
Oh, I'm almost halfway.
Oh, the color game is still ridiculous over there.
Yep.
Fred Durst.
It's Fred Durst!
Did you hear about, Public Enemy, Rage Against the Machine, and Cypress Hill formed a supergroup?
Jesus.
And it's called the Prophets of Rage. And they're not... They're not performing any original music, which is, like, the lamest shit ever.
Yeah.
They're just doing covers of their own band songs.
Right.
So it's just any relevancy immediately goes out the window because they just decided to not...
Wait, it's Rage and Cypress Hill and who else?
Public Enemy.
Public Enemy is fucking...
Flavor Flav.
Flav and
Chuck D.
Wow.
Okay.
Terminator X.
And who is Cypress Hill?
Cypress Hill is, Insane in the Membrane.
Oh, wow.
Insane in the Brain.
I don't know if I've ever heard a song by them besides that one.
They got some stuff. It's actually pretty cool.
I can't think of any of their
hits. They're like horrorcore, proto horrorcore, but not like as gruesome. They're pretty nice.
They're what?
Oh, whoa! Holy shit! Yoko just got hotter.
Cool.
I missed out. Oh, it's, where'd she get that?
He's at the part where she's old. Oh no! I think she's been old for a while.
No. I know, but like
what? No, it's a time skip.
But the
okay. Can you
but the
some AC.
The AC is
there. There another time skip?
Yeah, turn it up.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is he? He can't already be there.
No, I was making a joke about about her getting hotter. I was in a car the other day, in which nobody in the vehicle had coordinated clothing properly. So everybody was at different clothing levels. And as such, like, people had to keep compensating for, like, each other's level of clothing. So somebody would get hot in the front, and then they would have to change, like, the temperature to accommodate
that.
Oh,
I see.
And then we just had to get shifting around because, like, so there was a person with, you know, long sleeves and long pants, and then somebody with shorts and t-shirt, and somebody with short, like, long, you know, like, jeans and a t-shirt, and it was just a real clusterfuck. Really, really ruined everything.
Well, canoe life.
Yeah.
Well, the canoe is the same color as the van, that's good.
Let's see if there's Pizza Hut up ahead.
They don't have Pizza Huts at rest stops.
Oh, it's a rest stop? I thought there was a sign for like a
that is an accident. No, you're right.
No Pizza Hut.
I wouldn't mind trying Arby's again sometime.
I've never had Arby's.
Do you guys want to stop at Arby's?
Ponderosa.
Nope.
Is that not an entrance?
Enter.
Oh.
That's the exit.
I like Reubens.
I mean, I like Reubens, but I don't know if I want an Arby's Reuben.
Okay. You guys want to just stay in here? We're good.
Fan of Reubens,
are we going to stop the...
No, just a little more. We'll talk.
All right. I guess I'll keep this going, too.
See ya.
Wait, is it still recording?
Yeah.
Everything's recording.
All right. I'll be in here.
All right.
Keep them company, Steve. I'll do my best. Hey, how you guys doing? It's Steven here. Watching some Gurren Lagann. Yo, it's black and white now. Oh, fuck! That's a punch. Man, Simone is such a nice guy. Rossio is really a piece of shit, but like... he's so forgiving! Simone is so forgiving. It's great. What a great guy. Got bit by an ant, I think.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sorry.
What'd you guys get?
I got a chicken bacon Swiss. The other guy behind the counter, like, my thing was done, and the lady was somewhere else, so he grabs the receipt, and he looks at it, and he just looks back and goes, I can't read this.
Nobody knew...
This is going here now.
Nobody knew Declan's name.
I'm not going to stay there. Are you crazy?
I need this any
place
for my...
mention your name, like...
Yes.
That's a weird name.
Nope, yeah, no. No, it's not, though. It's not a weird name.
Like...
I've heard that name before. I met Declan.
What?
No, yeah. I've heard the name. Like, I've heard of people, other Declans, other than you, at least once or twice.
Huh.
But because I've known you for so long, I don't think that Declan is a weird name.
He's a freak
name,
name, you freak.
Mennonite.
This show is deep. Like, holy fuck, this is some shit, guys.
Watch his anime once, that movie.
Hmm.
No, yeah, definitely. No, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, I almost forgot what it... I've forgotten what it's like to watch a good show. It's been so long, and I've only seen...
We've watched good things recently.
Like what? Alright, that last show we watched was okay.
It was pretty good.
It was okay, it was enjoyable, but, like, it didn't have meaning behind it. What was that show again?
Nurse Witch Comic. Switch Komugi Chan.
Yeah, that's gonna completely escape my memory. In a month, if you tell me that I watched it.
And it already escaped your memory when we were talking about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's stuff.
8.2 miles.
Sure.
Turn right on Salina Street.
Oh. Alright.